did some training at the Guinness Storehouse, at St. James's Gate Brewery. They've given us lessons on how to pull the perfect, how to pour the perfect pint, the six steps, and we've tasted various different types of Guinness from all over the world. So we're pretty well equipped for the trip, we think.
Fantastic. And so all six of you, are you employees of Diageo over for the event?
No, we're not actually. We were kind of hand sort of picked, the word goes out on the grapevine, and we all sort of put our hands up. It's kind of a trip of a lifetime, really, all expenses paid to come over to Canada for a week. How could you turn it down?
Fantastic. And so will all six of you descend on, will you kind of go on a pub-by-pub basis, or are you going to split up, or how is that going to work?
All six of us will move around together, going from pub to pub. We're at the Irish Embassy for breakfast tomorrow after Mass, so we take it from there. We have a long list of pubs we're going to. You can follow us at Guinness Canada on Twitter if you're a Twitter user.
Well, I think it's very interesting. I'd love to be able to catch up with you at some stage tomorrow. I'll be down there at the parade. You'll enjoy the parade as well. I don't know if you'll have time to take that in, but listen, I think it's a very interesting and creative strategy here, so our tactic for St. Patrick's Day. And listen, Paul, thanks a lot for joining us, and I'll let you get back into your to the rugby game there and cheer on the Irish. So thanks a lot for joining me, and we'll wish you the best of luck at that.
No problem. Thanks a million for having me, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all your listeners.
Same to you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
For Monoman, Brendan Dolan and his team welcome you to the Irish Shebeen Pub, Etobicoke's newest Irish pub at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue. The Irish Shebeen has been inspired by tradition and a desire to bring you the best possible Irish pub experience. Enjoy our warm interior decor that includes a large bar area and a variety of cozy spots to call your own. Our menu has a wide variety of delicious pub fare, and we also offer a schedule of weekly live entertainment. The Irish Shebeen can seat over 150 patrons, and we also offer a cozy 25-seat centennial boardroom with a fireplace and a 60-inch flat screen for meeting and presentations. This unique space is ideal for your special event, team, or association meetings. Drop in anytime and say hello to Brendan and his friendly team, or give us a call at 416-695-9178. Once again, the Irish Shebeen is located at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue.
You can't beat the Irish, and you can't beat a bit of home when looking for quality Irish goods. For over 10 years, our massive selection, convenience, and service have made a bit of home the choice for shoppers across Canada and the USA seeking Irish quality and uniqueness. But don't just take our word for it. Drop into our store at the Tompkins Shopping Centre at the corner of Rathburn Road and Tompkins in Mississauga. We're open Tuesday through Sunday for your convenience. If surfing the net is your thing, visit our online store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at abitofhome.ca. Celebrating 10 years of quality and uniqueness, a bit of home, purveyors of Irish and British goods.
The Galway Arms, located at 840 the Queensway, is your home away from home in Toronto's West End. And to get the entertainment and sports lineup tuned up, call the Keane family at 416-251-0096 or go to galwayarms.ca. Bit of action going on there over the next couple of days. Obviously, it's going to be very busy. Saturday night, we've got Bill Craig. And on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Well, Saturday, that's tonight. Bill Craig is playing. And then St. Patrick's Day itself, Brian McIntyre followed by Bill Craig. The rugby's going on there at the moment. You might catch the second half if you rush down there. At 1 o'clock, Wales take on England. That's to decide who wins the gig this year. And then at 4 o'clock, Scotland play Wales in a game that should be very interesting. Traditionally, folks, you're probably would make a beeline down to the Galway Arms to watch the All-Ireland club matches, but because it coincides with the St. Patrick's Day parade, they will not be showing the All-Ireland club matches. So I just wanted to Michael wanted me to let everybody know about that. And while we're talking about the club finals, that's everything that's going on at the Galway Arms. And while we're talking about the club finals at the Grand Marshal's ball last night, I missed Pádraig Kelly, and he asked me to wish St. Bridget's of Roscommon all the best in the club finals as well, which take place tomorrow. And that's a big day for the GAA calendar. Okay, folks. Well, listen. You know, we've had a habit now since we kicked the show off of offending certain counties, and I got a bit of heat from some of the Leitrim folks.
I don't believe it.
I did yeah, from my Shergar comments, and of course, I think it's only fair that you know, when we offend a county, we play a little tune from there, and so. I'm going to ask you to kick this one off with Larry Cunningham's rendition of Lovely Leitrim.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's banks in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the shadow waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and light. I headed off for Carrick Town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers widely grow, and I saw the grave of Finnmacoor where the shadow waters flow. The next I saw was Fáinne Town with her ancient and walls, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the shadow waters flow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to lovely Leitrim where the shadow waters flow.
Okay, folks, that's Lovely Leitrim, Larry Cunningham. Hopefully I'm in the good books again now after that. Well, listeners, it's not unusual during this time of year for us to be graced with the presence of some very distinguished guests coming from Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's weekend. And as I mentioned earlier, I was at the Grand Marshal's Ball last night and had the good fortune to meet Minister Jimmy Deanahan, who's the Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. He's visiting Canada, and we're delighted to have him on the line this morning. Good morning, Minister Deanahan. How are you today? Are you there, Jimmy? Good morning, Minister Deanahan. How are you? We're having some issues there. I can hear somebody on the line anyway. There's somebody there. All right. Maybe we'll come back to that, will we? Let's play a couple of commercials here. We'll play the Claddagh House and we'll come back to that. Oh, sounds good. All right. Let's give us Sharon Shanahan. Sharon Shanahan. And Steve Earle.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl a salt hill prime with a Galway girl. Oh. I halfway there when the rain came down of a day. She asked me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. Took her hand and I give her a twirl. Oh, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl. Broken heart, and I took it home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do? Ha, if her hair's black and her eyes are blue. Cause I'm traveling around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
All right, let's try this again. Good morning, Minister Deenahan. Are you on the line there?
I am. Good morning, Mark.
That's much better. How are you today?
Great, I'm here. I'm after a very nice mass down here in the church.
Oh, very good.
In St. Michael's. And I must say there were a lot of people there, and it was very multicultural. And the whole event, I must say, was both spiritual and also, I must say, very, very relaxing and very positive.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, because you were at Mass there, you would not have heard. We start our show off every week with what we call inspirational moments in Irish sport, and you'd have been delighted to listen to this one because it started with you with the ball in the corner back line in the 1981 All-Ireland. Your name is mentioned, and there isn't an Offaly player mentioned until the fella kicks the ball out of the end because Jacko stuck the ball in the back of the net. But quite the list of names there. And actually, just for perhaps Minister Deenahan, for the benefit of some of the listeners, I know that the Department for Art, Heritage and the Gaeltacht is relatively new. I think in 2011 it really kind of came into existence. But could you maybe elaborate a little bit on what's the mandate for the Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, and perhaps contextualise what a visit to Toronto, Canada might do to kind of move the needle on that mandate?
Well, first of all, it was first, I suppose, introduced back in 1994, and the Minister for the Arts back then was the present president, Michael D. Higgins.
Right.
And then it continued until 2002, and then it was changed to Arts, Sports and Tourism. But then when there was a change of government, it was again restored to what it was previously, Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. So basically it focuses in on all of what's happening in the arts in Ireland, which is very, very buoyant at this moment of time. We have a very young, I suppose, arts community in the country, and a very vibrant arts community, some very creative young people coming up, be it in film or in contemporary arts, and in the performing arts. And then in heritage, obviously, Ireland, as I explained to people that I met yesterday, Ireland is just a huge heritage site. And every part of Ireland has some interest of its own. And certainly it's a small island, but it attracted a large, I suppose, numbers of different invasion groups over the years that all left their mark in somewhere or another on the landscape.
Right.
So for that reason, we have a very, very interesting heritage. And then the Gaeltacht, well, the responsibility for the Gaeltacht is with the Minister of State in my department, Dinny McGinley, who lives in the Gaeltacht and who is one of the most fluent Irish speakers, wonderful Irish speakers in the country. So that's basically what it is. So coming here to Toronto, obviously I'm connecting with people who are involved in the arts, but also in heritage. And the heritage policy here in the city actually overlaps to some extent with what we are doing in Ireland. We have similar approaches to conservation of historic buildings. We have similar approaches to education and informing people on the importance of their heritage, both built and natural heritage. And obviously, you have a very, very strong natural heritage here in the Toronto region, being, I suppose, built on a lake. But also, Canada itself, it's a vast country, but it has unique, I suppose, biodiversity. So for that reason, it is very interesting. And I'm going later, I'm going to Niagara Falls, and that's one of the wonders of the world. So there's a lot of interest, certainly for me here as the Minister for the Arts and Heritage in Ireland.
Wonderful. I actually come from a heritage town called Abbey Leaks in County Laois, and one of the significant things that I noticed when I went back, probably in the early 2000s, yes, or around 2001, was how the town had really embraced the whole notion of being a heritage town. So I can understand a little bit where you're coming from on that, for sure, coming from a town that, you know, where the people of the town have really got behind the initiative. So, Minister, just very quickly, I'm personally, and I have a co-host here who's not joining me today. He's over at the Ireland-Italy game. He's actually in Rome. But both of us are byproducts of the last wave of immigration, which would have happened in the late 80s. And, of course, there's a similar scene happening right now. But from your perspective, how would you see this situation being different than the last one, if you have any perspective on that? Do you think it'll last longer, it'll be shorter? Or how is it different? Or how does it look from your lens?
Well, I met some of the recent arrivals in Toronto last night, young people that have been over here for the past year or two, and certainly they're very happy here. They feel they're very well equipped to get on well here in Toronto. For example, they do feel that they have an edge maybe over other nationalities when it comes to job seeking. That they're very well qualified, that they're respected as well, and that Irish graduates and Irish craftspeople are much sought after, and they're valued because of their work ethic and the fact that they're over here to work hard. I think that's all in their favor. But hopefully we can, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to restore, I suppose, balance to our economy.
Right.
We're trying to ensure that we will create 100,000 jobs. That's our objective between this and 2016. And we have a very good job strategy that's going very well at the moment. As during our presidency of the EU, which is ongoing at the moment, we have put really job creation at the center of Europe. And hopefully now, in the next budget, the next seven-year budget, which will commence in 2014, that there will be provisions there for jobs that will see jobs being created on the ground. So the government is very focused on fixing the economy, fixing our banks, and we've had a lot of success in doing that, but also in creating jobs. So hopefully there'll be jobs for those at home, but also there'll be the option for people who are out here at the moment to come back to Ireland, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Wonderful. Very well articulated, I must say. Minister, we have to move on here. And listen, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the show. You're very welcome to Toronto, and enjoy your stay here. And I wish you I hope it's a successful trip for you.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and I was delighted to be there last night with yourself and others to honour Brian Farmer.
Yes.
And just could I say that Brian Farmer has made a major contribution not only to the economic life here of Toronto and the region, but to the GA too and to the larger Irish community here. And he certainly deserved that honour, and thought it was a wonderful occasion to be present last night, and there was great goodwill in the audience there towards Brian Farmer, and it's a nice event to report back to Ireland that we know how to respect those people who are making a contribution here in Toronto.
Absolutely, he's done a lot for me personally as well, Minister, and very very kind words and very deserved words for Mr. Farmer. He's a big man in our community here. There's no doubt about it. And you probably during the course of your trip here have come across a fellow by the name of John Looley from Kerry. And John is always on to me since we started the show. He told me I never play any Kerry songs. So I'm going to sign off with you here with The Rose of Tralee by Foster and Allen. Minister, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years?
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. And I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House, thanks to our loyal customers?
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clada and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clara House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Yonge Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416 366 1247 or email us through our website at clara-house.com.
And a message from our friends at Dora Kyo's sessions every Thursday and Saturday. JT's House Party. Open stage hosted by Julian Taylor on Monday, March 18th and the 25th. Tonight, we've got the Tim Bovaconte Big Band. And then on tomorrow, on March 17th, the big day itself, we've got Deb Quigley and Patrick Orso from 2:30 to 5 o'clock, the Julian Taylor Band from 5 to 9, and the O'Mortleys from 9:30 till closing time. On Wednesday, March the 20th, we've got Kevin and Samantha Kennedy. And then Friday, March the 22nd, we've got the Circumstantialists. Saturday the 23rd, Dylan Murray. And then on Friday, March the 29th, Freeman Dre. And Saturday, March the 30th, we've got Mike Rossiter and Jamie Snyder.
To give you the full radio experience of pouring a can of richer, fresher, smoother Guinness Draft, we will employ the methods of theater of the mind. Okay, imagine that these coconut shells are the hooves of horses representing the surging beauty of a pour of Guinness. And maybe this cowbell could represent the stunning cascade of smooth... You know, forget it. Why not just pick up a pack of Guinness Draft on your way home and see for yourself? Guinness Draft. Drink Guinness responsibly.
Okay, and time for the Guinness Community Calendar. There's quite a few things going on. We've got the Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continues at the Emerald Isle Senior Centre. That's on Monday nights till the end of March. Beginners and intermediate classes in both the Tin Whistle and Fiddle are offered. The Brampton Irish Centre today, March 16th, music by, there's a St. Patrick's Day dance there, music by DJ Sarah. There's no charge at the door. And then tomorrow, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, the bus is leaving the Brampton Irish Centre for the parade no later than 10 a.m. St. Patrick's Day music by Michael Kelly from 2 to 6, Irish dancers throughout the day, and then the Wild Geese from 6 o'clock till closing time, and the kitchen will be open all day. Also today, St. Patrick's Eve Cayley, the Montgomery Inn. We've got Irish stew, fresh baked bread, and live traditional music. And then tomorrow, St. Patrick's Tea and Mark, the Irish, this Irish Saints Day with tea time specialties from the Emerald Isle. Obviously, on 26th annual St. Patrick's Day parade takes place on March 17th, and Etna Heffernan had asked me once again to reinforce the food drive, bring your non-perishable items to the parade, and watch the food pile up along the parade route. Folks, come out and support the St. Patrick's Day parade and the food drive. The Burlington Legion is having its annual St. Patrick's Day dinner, loads of kiol agus crack from 4 o'clock till 11, and on the 17th, as I mentioned earlier, the Belfast Lounge will be open from Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. with music from Celtic Cross and Irish dancing all day. The Saw Doctors perform at the Opera House. Get your tickets at www.livenation.com. That's this coming Tuesday, March the 19th. Should be a great concert. On Tuesday, March 26th, a lecture by visiting Ireland-Canada University Foundation scholar Noel O'Murcada. The title is, I tell you with all due respect to him, Keating is a fraud. His Irish is not true Irish. Debates on constructing a standard written variety for modern Irish, and that's at St. Michael's College at 81 St. Mary Street. On Saturday, March the 30th, we've got Friends of Sinn Féin Canada event in Pickering commemorating the 1916 Rising. Guest speaker will be Sinn Féin's Sue Ramsey, and that's from 1 to 3 at the Waterfront Bistro and Bar at 590 Liverpool Road South, and the music by O'Connor and Duffy there. Tickets are $15. And later that evening at 8 o'clock, Sue Ramsey will be at the United Steelworkers Hall at 25 Cecil Street, Toronto, near St. Patrick's Subway Station, with music by Fresh Air. Tickets are $20 there. And on Sunday, March the 31st at noon at the Brampton Irish Centre, 20 Strathairn Avenue, tickets are $15 for that event. Okay, folks, I think that's all we can cover here on the Irish calendar of events. And we've got someone on the phone, do we? Ken is back on the line, is he? Before we talk to Ken here, I just wanted to mention that a gentleman passed away by the name of John Carney, and friends are invited to visit the funeral home at Rosar Morrison Funeral Home and Chapel at 467 Sherbourne Street, and then a mass will be held at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 19th at Our Lady of Lourdes Church at 520 Sherbourne Street. That's for John Carney. How are you, Ken?
Mark, how's it going? I just thought I'd give you a quick update here. Ireland, we're prepping really hard. We got to about the 1 meter line. Couldn't convert the try. It's 16-12 in the 63rd minute, and Paddy Jackson is about to kick a penalty here. So I'll
right.
A live result here.
Well, we're
go off here. And great job, by the way, on the Guinness Community Calendar. I'm afraid I probably lost my job on that.
You might have, and you know what? I have to go, Kenny. I'm getting the thumb. Alex is all over me here.
Ireland just scored. 16-15.
All right. Brilliant.
Good luck.
See you, Kenny. All right, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and here's Great Big C.
You know the world could be our oyster. You just put your trust in me, because we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see. Oh, wait and see. Exultation, the sweet disintegration, a few discolorations, then it comes along. Obvious what he chooses, the kisses and the bruises, there ain't nothing he refuses, then it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted, when I'm up I can't get down.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Greater Toronto. Opinions and views expressed here do not necessarily represent those of this station. Now, the Cantonese program on AM 1430 Fairchild Radio.
加拿大中文电台